eclipse, heat wave, and a solar car that makes more power than it uses. A total solar eclipse crosses North America on Tuesday, August 12th, and NASA is positioning high-altitude research jets and atmospheric balloons along the path of totality to study the solar corona, the sun's outer atmosphere, visible only during totality. The research is particularly valuable because solar activity is near the peak of solar cycle 25, and coronal behavior during active solar periods has direct implications for satellite operations and power grid protection. On Wednesday, the eclipse path moves over Western Europe, crossing Greenland, Iceland, and Spain, where grid operators face a compounding problem. A regional heat wave has already forced nuclear and coal plant shutdowns across multiple countries. During Wednesday's totality, the eclipse is expected to remove up to 9.7 gigawatts of solar generation from the European grid, roughly equivalent to 10 large nuclear reactors going offline simultaneously for 2 to 3 minutes. European grid operators have been managing eclipse events since 2015, when a prior eclipse caused measurable frequency instability, but doing so while simultaneously managing heat-stressed nuclear plants operating at reduced cooling capacity represents a genuine stress test. The Bug Fire near Reno exploded to approximately 6,528 acres per Cal Fire as of Aug 9, forcing evacuations, while the Ridge Fire reached 1,000 acres and shut down Interstate 5 in California. The rapid growth rates of August Sierra Nevada wildfires are consistent with drought-stressed vegetation and elevated baseline temperatures. The Farmer's Almanac is warning of a super El Niño that could reshape U.S. winter conditions by shifting the jet stream in ways that warm northern temperatures while increasing precipitation across the south and west. Clemson University and BMW unveiled a solar electric vehicle that reportedly generates surplus energy on a typical day, producing more electricity from its panels than it consumes in normal driving, a significant improvement over existing solar vehicle technology. A separate study identified the molecular receptor that allows sea turtle embryos to detect temperature-dependent sex determination signals, findings with conservation implications as rising sediment temperatures disrupt turtle population sex ratios. Ancient genome research, meanwhile, refined the existing three-population model of Japanese genetic origins, tracing varying proportions of Jomon, Yayoi, and later Northeast Asian ancestry across modern Japanese populations by region and profession.